Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. I am your host, Greg Lancaster. We want to welcome our Christian Television Network audience and our audience on the Gulf Coast every day, Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. for one full hour. We get a chance to be able to not just share the news or a biblical perspective of what's happening in the day, but, you know, God's news behind the news, keeping the conversation light. Remember, Jesus commanded us to be the light of the world, and we are trying, by God's grace, to be able to keep that light going on a daily basis. And joining me today to do that is Pat Hamilton.
Hello.
And Steve Kalaszewski.
Good day, sir.
Good day, sir. How are you doing? You doing good today?
I'm wonderful.
We are going to be talking about, if you missed our program, earlier program, we've talked about, and we're excited about, you know, the fact that Dutch Sheets has come to the Gulf Coast to be able to deliver that word. And the interesting thing about that in our programs that we've had about Dutch Sheets and some of the things that he has said, you know, prophetically, is a curse. We'll be talking about this curse that came about in January of 1973, mm-hmm. and it's over now. And it was a 40-year curse that he was talking about. But in that, the Lord spoke prophetically about that, we believe, in a dream just recently. So Steve's going to be sharing with us in a moment as well. Man, just big things are happening. We're excited about the Supreme Court ruling on the Fourth Amendment in regards to, you know, can't search phones without a search warrant, that the police can't arrest you and take your phone because your data is your papers and it fits the Fourth Amendment. And they, you know, voted unanimously from 9-0. That's like, you can't do that. But also, in addition to that, what we'll be talking about, hopefully, is that they made another decision recently about the buffer zone. A buffer zone was basically saying you no longer have First Amendment rights in this circle around, at that time in Massachusetts, I believe, was abortion clinics, that you cannot speak freely within a certain amount of feet away from an abortion clinic.
Wow.
Well, they struck it down today. These are big rulings. Beautiful. So you have First Amendment rulings, and we have Fourth Amendment rulings. And it's just very encouraging. If you hadn't got a chance, we're going to make this available to you on the VFN Torch. Instead of listening to what everybody says about the Supreme Court, you can go to the Supreme Court's website and you can listen to the oral arguments. You can listen to them argue both sides. Mm-hmm. And it's like an hour argument. You get to hear for yourself and make your own decisions about what's going on instead of just listening to somebody's feedback on it. And it'll encourage you, because as the attorney comes up, for example, to argue one side of the issue and the other attorney argues the other side, then you hear the justices interrupting. All nine justices at any moment will just stop you and they'll go, well, no, isn't that a little ridiculous, counselor, that mm-hmm. that doesn't that fit with the, you know, and they just like, you know, it's like the Terry law. Isn't that a violation of the Terry law, or have we even came up with that yet? Well, you're absolutely right, Your Honor, but, you know, and they just hear this arguing back and forth, and you'll see that I was encouraged after listening to our Supreme Court have these arguments, because they were wanting to know. They were wanting to know what's going on, and they were arguing because the purpose of the Supreme Court, remember, is we have three branches of government. Remember this. We have three branches of government. We have the executive branch, which is the president. We have the judiciary branch, which is the Supreme Court. And we have the legislative branch, which is Congress, which is your Senate and your representatives. Legislative branch is supposed to make laws and fund things. And the executive branch, the president, is supposed to enforce laws. I know, but that's what they're supposed to do. And the Supreme Court is supposed to interpret those laws. And all three branches are supposed to operate under the Constitution. And what the Supreme Court does, the reason why they're arguing these cases, is to find out if they're constitutional or not. And so you're hearing them. They're really, these were like good Fourth Amendment arguments, and they stood up for the Fourth Amendment. And the Fourth Amendment, I'm going to get my, pull this out right here. You need to get your little pocket constitution, because this is what is so important about our nation, because we are a nation of laws. But the Fourth Amendment reads, the right of the people to be secure. This is your right as a citizen in America. The Fourth Amendment to the United States Constitution, which all four branches swears to uphold and protect and defend from enemies foreign and domestic. The right of you, the right of the people to be secure in their person, houses, paper, effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause supported by an oath. In other words, they got to swear or affirm, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the person or things to be seized. In other words, if you get arrested and you have your computer with you, you have your cell phone with you, they cannot just search that.
Mm-hmm.
They actually have to have a warrant, and they may need to get a warrant, and there may be something they need to search on your computer or your data or something of that nature. But now they said 9-0 that this is Fourth Amendment protected. You cannot. And there were people arresting people, and they were just searching their phone. Mm-hmm. And the argument, I was listening to the argument. The argument was that they were arguing that it's like somebody's wallet. It's like, you know, I got a couple things in my wallet, but I don't have everything I have in my iPhone. You have just, you know, it's amazing what you have in your phone.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, okay, my phone's gone. It's over as I know it. Let me just change my name. And they were searching all that, which is great. This is a huge ruling because this means that NSA, you know, that's our constitutional mm-hmm. right, that they cannot just gather our metadata and mess with it without getting a search warrant. They have to get a search warrant first.
Everything electronic.
And if you go back and you listen to earlier programs in the original tent, you would have heard very specifically say, you know, I believe it was a prophetic word, was definitely a word of knowledge. We're going to have new understandings of the Fourth Amendment to be able to meet the digital divide.
Mm-hmm.
And it happened. It happened just recently on the Supreme Court, and I'm very excited about it. In addition to the Fourth Amendment, the First Amendment was upheld with the buffer zone law that was the First Amendment. The buffer zone was saying that, you know, you lose your First Amendment rights when you're in a certain distance from an abortion clinic. Mm-hmm. You cannot say anything. You got to step back a certain foot. I don't know how many feet it is, but if it's an inch, it's a violation of the First Amendment.
Mm-hmm.
But they just, you know, Massachusetts is pretty liberal. I mean, they're like, wow. Oh my goodness, you know, liberal. I think they're one of the leaders in a lot of the things that are happening right now. Liberals, what I mean by liberal is, from my perspective, is they make a lot of decisions that are contrary than what the Word of God says. I'm not talking about politics. I'm talking about, you know, God says right, and they are saying left, type mm-hmm. thing. That's what I'm talking about. And so the First Amendment then says Congress shall make no laws respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech of the press or the right of people to peacefully assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. In other words, you have a right to say anything anywhere mm-hmm. as long as it's not harming anybody. And you can speak and what they're saying, they're arguing this. Matter of fact, they were just arguing this on a program. There was a clip of the program called The View where they were talking about, I can't tell you the reporter that was on there, but he was saying, listen, you know, we have the right to say things. You can talk, you can say things.
Right.
And they were, the ladies on there, or some of the ladies were saying that, well, no, we need to actually begin to, you know, tell people you can't say this and you can't say that and you can't say this because words hurt people. And so this guy says, if you can find that guy's name, John, tell me the Will Cain. Will Cain was the reporter and he was on their show. And this guy's brilliant. I mean, it appears to really know who he is. He loves folks. He loves all people. He looks like, and he just talks about, you know, I don't know him personally, but I've seen him speak a couple times and I like the way he respects folks. But yet he tells the truth. And he says, you know, remember the saying, sticks and stones will break my mm-hmm. bones, but words will never hurt me. And their response was, and a lot of people, there's a reason why the president came on The View, because there are a lot of people that watch, a lot of ladies that watch The View. I mean, who doesn't want people to say, you know, don't say bad things against me.
Mm-hmm.
But the truth is, it's not like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to happen like that. Believe me, it's not. Even when you tell people, I mean, have you ever said to one of your children that you're raising, don't say that about your sister. Don't say that against your brother. And it's like, they're not going to stop saying it unless they actually repent. I mean, they're going to say stuff. And so, this is exciting because the First Amendment was upheld by our Supreme Court in that ruling. So these are great. These are great decisions. I encourage you, take the time to listen to these arguments, because understanding those two laws now establish case law that allow other decisions to be made, such as when somebody comes in your home, they can't just grab your computer, grab your hard drive, grab your phone, grab your cloud. A cloud, by the way, is some server somewhere that's owned by a corporation that you actually own it because you're renting space in there, like you'd be leasing a space. And they can't just go delve into that and take that without a warrant. Mm-hmm. And I was speaking this week, or I guess it was this week, to Apple. And I had a little time because we were waiting for something to happen. And I was asking questions. And he says, Apple is known. They have never, you can, y'all can let us know if this is true or not. This is, you know, he worked for Apple. So, you know, so like somebody working for Ford, you know, Ford is the best thing. And then he gets fired and he works for Chevrolet. It's like, you know, I don't know what I was thinking about. Chevrolet is the best thing. Is that where you're getting paid? Anyway, so I know Fix is going to break, but he you know, he said Apple has never, think about this, has never gotten a virus. This is not, this is what he said. I'm not saying this.
Or been hacked. Wasn't that something else too?
Well, they have a thing called hijacking or something, phones and that type of thing, but not in the, so somebody just delving into it, breaking it apart, and you got to physically be with it. It's not something that's sent to it. And I went, is that true? Anyway, so then he said, I said, what about your cloud? And this is the mysterious thing. Really, you know, we're as safe as the cloud and we're safe, the Fourth Amendment. And he says that I said, well, for, he said, even their cloud has never been touched.
Wow.
Their cloud has never been touched. And he says they actually have zero tolerance for anybody asking for any information without a warrant. And it has to be very, very specific. So they just don't dump over their information. I thought, wow, that's pretty exciting to know. And then I said, so I'm thinking the cloud is like in some safe somewhere, right? You know, some tucked away. I said, it's in Ireland, you know, because by the way, everything is negotiated in Ireland when it comes to the internet. I don't know why. You can ask somebody that knows. But read the small print. Nobody does it.
No.
But
you.
Me. I just want to make sure it's not the mark, you know,
except.
What happened to my head? And so I said, well, where is this cloud? I mean, obviously you have it somewhere. Is it in Ireland? Is it in, you know, is it locked down? He goes, well, it's actually all over the place and all these servers. And I thought, my trust is in the Lord. My trust is in the Lord. We'll be right back.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Are you or someone you know having difficulties hearing? If you answered yes, then maybe it's time to contact the professional staff at Ears to Hear Hearing Center, where they improve the quality of life for the hearing impaired and their families by testing and fitting and dispensing the best hearing aid for the patient's hearing loss, lifestyle, and budget. Three convenient locations on the Gulf Coast to serve your needs. Don't miss one more word. Call today and be on your way to enjoying the gift of hearing.
Did you know there's something written on the Statue of Liberty? With Focus on the Family Minute, I'm John Fuller, and Pastor Tommy Nelson shares those words and their significance.
Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses, yearning to be free, the wretched refuse of your teeming shore. Send these, the homeless, tempest-tossed, to me. I lift my lamp beside the golden door. I've always been amazed that the woman who wrote that was named Emma Lazarus. And that's the man that had been dead for 4 days named Lazarus. And so here this woman, whose name is the very idea of life from the dead, greets the masses. Come to us.
A fascinating insight, and you'll hear more from Pastor Tommy Nelson today at FocusOnTheFamily.com/radio.
It is so cool when you're reading the Bible, isn't it, Pat? When you find out when finally, your life, your Christian walk lines up with what you're actually reading in your Christian Bible, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's so cool that when you actually have a source you can go to now, Because it fits your life and your life fits the word. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, if you've been reading the word of God and you've been reading as a history book, or somebody's told you that there's not any more miracles anymore. Somebody's, you know, told you that that doesn't apply anymore. And they've replaced the word of God with their traditions. Mm. Let me tell you something. You know, let every man be a liar and God be the truth. His word is living and active and sharper than a double-edged sword. God has not changed. Men change.
That's right.
God hasn't changed. You know, if that's you, if you are presently not connected or related to a body of believers, or if you are at a place that you're, it just seems dead. It just seems dead. It's like your prayers hit the ceiling. Any conversations about going deeper in God, people don't know what you're talking about. When you're talking about, let's go do what the Bible says, and they say, no, let's just go see a movie instead. I mean, things like that. If that's where you, listen, you know, maybe Vine Fellowship Network's for you. Mm-hmm. You know, and the thing about it is you have to understand that when you step out of, I remember one particular person said this. Mm-hmm. They said, when I stepped out of tradition, men's tradition,
right,
and I stepped to the VFN, it was like stepping right into the book of Acts chapter 4.
Right.
Remember that?
Yeah, I remember that.
Listen, but you have to understand, this is not something you stick your toes in. When you want to follow God, you don't put a toe in it and find out what temperature it is. Mm-hmm. You know, this is, you know, walking with God. There's so many different men and women that are walking with the Lord that are in tune with what's going on. You know, George Barner writes in his book that people are leaving the traditional church not because they want to get away from God. It's because they're wanting to maintain their walk with God. Mm-hmm. Right. Think about it. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
But hey, I mean, you got to do what you got to do to stay close to God, because you stand alone before God. Mm-hmm. You stand alone before God, no witnesses and no suspects.
That's
you
right.
are there all by yourself. So you are accountable for you. And I want to encourage you, if that's you, if you're ready to dive into the things of God, to dive into the deep, and you're ready to say, I just want to believe God. I want the word to be alive and living and active in my life. I no longer want it nullified, but I want it to be living and active in my life. Maybe VFN's for you. VFN stands for Vine Fellowship Network, a network of abiding churches who are rightly related, seeking to love God, love others, and lead others to do the same. Go to vfnfamily.org, vfnfamily.org. You know, I want to encourage you, as you're listening to VFN Radio every day, you know, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We're live 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central, but we're 24-7, any time zone, all the way from Okinawa, Japan, to San Diego, California. You know what I'm saying? You can come on to VFNTV.com or download our app and listen live. But we also have highlights. We actually have an entire 2-hour broadcast broken up into certain segments that you can, something, you know, it just may be on your heart or on your, you wanted to hear that one thing. It's all you have time for. It's all you wanted to hear. And that's why we do that. And you can go right to that on the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com and click on the Torch. Or you can go to your app and just kind of thumb through the names of the highlights and listen to that one segment. But that's all for you. We want to deliver everything that we're called to deliver to you in any way that we can that helps you meet your need at that time. Sometimes you just don't have time to get it this way. You have to get it that way. And sometimes you don't have time to get it that way. You get it this way. So don't forget, you can go to VFNTV.com. You can go to VFNTV.com and it's there for you.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. As one of our earlier programs that you heard, Dutch Sheets talking about when he went to Texas, he heard a word that was spoken by Chuck Pierce at this particular church there in Texas. They shared the word with them, and so Dutch Sheets said, well, what did you find out? Did you research it? And so mm-hmm. many people, you know, hear God speak, and they don't pray about it. They don't search out a matter. They said, we didn't know what to do with it, so we just, you know, put it aside. So Dutch took it and his team began to research that particular mm-hmm. word. And it was very specific to this many years ago, a curse came upon America. Because something had happened, and he went back to that specific time, and he realized to the date, it was Roe versus Wade,
yeah,
which was a bill that was passed in 1973, Up until that point, it was illegal. Think about this. Up until that point, it was illegal to have an abortion.
Mm-hmm.
If you had one, you broke the law.
Mm-hmm.
And so on January of 1973, Roe versus Wade, and by the way, the lady that they used never had an abortion, and she's a Christian today, and they just used her mm-hmm. to be able to push their agenda at that time. And she speaks quite often about, you know, how that happened. You can hear her testimony. Her name is Norma McCorvey. And so he went back and found out. It's like that was, oh my goodness, for 40 years. So if you go from 40 years from January of 1973 to 40 years later, that is January of 2013.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the word that Dutch delivered, was that the curse is over. And it's not that we got any better. It's, you know, God's just merciful. You know, you go through a time of discipline, you know, because of what's happened and what's been allowed. And then it's lifted. Well, what happened in 1973? What happened in 1973? It was like the end of the voice of healing miracles that were happening mm-hmm. everywhere. Because so many people today think, you know, what's the secret? You know, do I need to go to Africa because there's more miracles in Africa? You know, Africa's not walking on the water in these perfect folks. They're human beings like we are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we were walking through a time of judgment. We're walking through a time of a curse because we said in January of 1973, based on Dutch East, what he's saying, is because we said that you can legally kill your child. You can legally pull the child out of your womb and end its life.
Mm.
That's what happened. And so what Lindsay, who was the founder of the Voice of Healing and eventually Christ for the Nations, like maybe one month later, a few days, at least a month later, after Roe versus Wade was passed, he preached at Christ for the Nations, and he falls dead on the stage. He dies on the stage.
Oh, wow.
Which was like a sign Dutch talked about.
Wow.
That was the end of that movement, that kind of God was saying, this is over. And it just kind of just dried up, slowly just dried mm-hmm. up. And, but what we saw and we began to see, because in that 40 year, we've been moving in the context of that 40 years, it's been tough pressing and pushing mm-hmm. and believing, still seeing,
yeah.
but not the things that we saw during Oral Roberts and all the other things that had happened during those days, the Voice of Healing and, Brother Ken Summerall and mm-hmm. others that have moved during that time. And we begin to see this just outbreak of just the fresh wind, and it became easier, and God's more responsive, and he's like, okay, you know, it's like a father putting you on restriction. You know, you're going to be restricted for 40 years. No, you know, for this
felt
weekend.
Like
yeah.
And, life's over.
No, I'm going to have to watch cable for a whole day. No, and so we didn't have that, did we?
No.
And, So it just ended. And so when you go back to the 70s, when you think about it, you know, God, as we're beginning to search this out, and God speaks to you through dreams and visions, and we've mm-hmm. talked about that quite often. Hopefully that's a related link you can find on the VFN Torch. But that's why Steve is on right now with us, because, Steve, I want you to take the time and just share, you know, because you think we're going back to the 70s, we're going to mm-hmm. pick up where we left off. It's not like God just skipped something.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he'll just pick up where you left off. So God gave you this dream. Share this dream.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was actually walking. I was actually in front of, it was a building that I knew to be a school building. And I was actually walking with Amber.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody was dressed.
Amber's my daughter.
And your daughter. And everybody was dressed in 70s.
Oh, wait a minute. My beautiful daughter, if you don't know that.
Yes.
My
pregnant.
Beautiful, pregnant with my granddaughter.
Yes.
I'm just kissing anybody.
No, it's okay.
Mackenzie is her name. Okay, I'm sorry.
But everybody was dressed in 70s. And it was wild, too. It's just like when I was recalling that dream and writing it down.
Polyester.
Yes. Like everything looked
bell
like
bottom.
Yes.
Bell bottom.
Like just those.
Yeah.
Odd colors of the 70s that everybody can remember, just the plaids and everything, the hair, but for some reason,
did Pat have a big?
Oof. I don't know. I'm sure he would have had a big
mullet,
something. Okay. Anyways, but it was just like everything was 70s. The people were around, and I was walking and seeing it, and it's just like the building, the wardrobe, everything was about the 70s,
mm-hmm.
and But everybody was really, really happy.
Right.
Really, like, it was very exciting encounter. And that was it. Just walking.
Right.
And we have been praying about that. Yes. And it's just like, what is up with the 70s? And it's just like,
Please, no, Lord.
I do not want to wear bell bottoms.
Flammable.
I'm not wearing that.
It's a flammable time, you know. Everybody wore plastic clothes, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Ugh.
And corduroys.
Ugh.
That was, I don't know. Anyways, but what was so powerful is like just during that last segment when we were recounting what Dutch Sheets was saying, and then it's just the discussion back and forth, and remembering what Bob Jones had said in a prophetic word when he was sharing the fact that the bread, that God's going to bring back the bread of the 1970s and the fresh bread, and it hasn't gotten stale, and God's going to bring it back.
Yes.
And we, like I said,
which we have that available for you on the VFN Torch. It is the Lighthouse Prophecy.
Mm-hmm.
The Lighthouse Prophecy.
Powerful.
Yeah, very powerful.
Powerful.
Because the bread of the 70s has not grown stale and is still here today. Isn't that exciting?
Amen.
Wow.
Woo!
But the powerful thing was, though, it's just like that dream, you know, we have been praying about it. And at the very moment that we were talking about the Dutch Sheets segment, I was not thinking about the dream.
Mm-hmm.
But as soon as I heard the comment talking about Bob Jones and the 1970s bread, it's like the Holy Spirit immediately just reminded me about the dream and just connected the dots that that's the 70s.
Right.
That's the bread. That's bringing it back.
Right. And it boils down to the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. I mean, what the sacrifice of what Jesus has done. And it's going to be, I understand that this is what the Lord told Israel about the promised land, that he allowed those that are held captive by the adversary to keep possession of the land so that they wouldn't be overrun by the wild animals and all that type of stuff. So they were literally holding the blessing for God's folks. Because a lot of people say, man, they had to fight to be able to take possession of the land. But the thing about it is these were the guys that were actually holding the property for you. They were keeping it up. They were keeping things painted and, you know, they didn't paint it. But understand, it's like, okay, so there's going to be a battle, you know, and it's a battle is a spiritual battle that you're going to have to do war for. The kingdom of God, from the time of John the Baptist to now, Jesus said, it's been forcefully advancing, and it's forceful men that lay hold of it. It takes effort and energy. And the mindset that says, you know, if you sweat, it's not Jesus. You know what I'm saying? If you feel tension, this must not be Jesus. Mm-hmm. One guy told me, I felt a little chill up my spine. And that's God's sign to me that this is not God. And later he calls me after a long, dry desert. He's like, I was wrong. I was wrong. And it's like, it is amazing when you look back and I think about those times when Ken Summerall, Brother Ken Summerall, a spiritual father of mine, has passed away now. He's with the Lord getting his reward. He talks about the 70s and 60s and what took place in the 60s. And it was just so powerful. When we get back from this break, I'm going to share some of those testimonies to encourage you, because that same bread is going to be here today.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Talking about the app, I love the app. You need to go to Google Play Store or your Apple Store or your Windows Store, wherever you listen, across all the platforms. We have an app for you, and it's the VFN TV and the Daily VFN Radio app. You can continue to take VFN TV and the Daily VFN Radio program on the go. We have podcasts for you that it downloads. Just it get right into your phone.
Just automatically.
Mm-hmm. In fact, I was having a conversation last night with my sister. And she was telling me that a friend is going to Japan for the military. Mm-hmm. And she was sharing with her all the things that have been discussed on VFN TV and the Daily VFN Radio program, and how she was so encouraged. And she's like, well, she has a 15-hour flight. And she can listen to. I'm like, yes.
Oh, wow.
Tell her to get on the podcast. It will download right into her iPhone. It's right there. And she'll listen to it. Because you don't have any internet in Sky. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Uh-uh.
And you can just listen and go. She's like, oh my goodness, that's awesome.
You know, you talking about that, John, reminds me of an encounter that I had. There's a lady that I had met, and she travels so much. She travels from Miami. She's all over Florida, basically all up and down the coast. And we ended up just striking up a conversation about the Lord, and she was just sharing about how God's been speaking to her. Mm-hmm. And we just started talking about the radio program. And she was just like, what? And just really encouraged and intrigued, and we started talking about it.
VFN TV?
Yeah, the VFN radio program. And I looked down, and she had her purse, and then she had, obviously, like a cover or something for her iPad. And I said, is this your iPad? She says, yeah. And she just very, very, just opened up her iPad. I said, can I look at it real quick? She says, yeah. So I opened it up, went online, and went to the radio page, and then I went to the home, like the app, and I just downloaded the app for her. Put it right on her home screen. I says, here you go. And I showed her on my phone, showed her on the iPad. She ended up sending me this was probably like a month ago.
Now, where does she work now? She works for
a hospital.
Okay.
But she travels and she works for, I don't even know. She works for multiple hospitals.
Right.
And she ended up sending me a text and she says, thank you so much for sharing me that app. I was up all night listening to segment after segment after segment, and I am so encouraged.
Wow, so you shared with her the VFN TV and the Daily VFN radio app.
Yeah, just downloaded it right there.
Wow, isn't that encouraging?
Yeah.
We're hearing testimonies like this over and over and over again, and it really encourages us because we're here for you. We're here to keep the conversation light and to, by the grace of God, bring biblical perspective to the things that are happening all around the world and to share wisdom moments. And to share what God has been speaking to us prophetically about the coming days. And we're excited, truly excited every day to have this conversation with you as we're abiding and seeking God and to be here with you. So this is beautiful.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's LIGHT, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back to the 70s. It looks like the Lord is going to come back and redeem where we left off in the 70s. Hopefully not the polyester. I know that Pat liked the hair of the 70s.
Well, I just can't wait to see John's fro.
Hey, listen, yes, I'm going to grow that thing back. You know, curls and all. Listen, hey, yeah, 70s. Man. Why not?
Well, you know, I'm very serious.
I know you are.
I've been asking for, you know, years.
It's
a shame.
You to cut your hair.
There's
off
so many people who don't have, you know, hair. You should just, you know, you should appreciate the hair.
I do.
It's there. You know what I'm saying?
I do.
Okay. I don't know. So there was this man, and we're going to talk about the 70s in a moment, but there was this man that he said that his wife is going on a fast. And, she's going to fast. And he says, yeah. She's going to fast for 3-day fast. Mm-hmm. He says, this time, though, she's just going to fast everything she doesn't like. She's going to fast everything she doesn't like. And so his friend says, well, what does she fast? And he says, I don't know. I haven't seen her for 3 days. sir, let me explain to you. You need to work on your relationship. Why? I'll tell you later. Your wife will tell you when she gets back.
Yeah, right.
I am excited about a church that fasts and prays.
Yeah.
I pray, you fast, let's figure this out.
Right.
God answers prayer and fasting. If you didn't catch our earlier programs, and continue to pray if you haven't, continue to pray for Miriam Ibram in Sudan, because even though she's free, they still have her under a watch because they're saying her papers aren't right. And it's like, hey, we can give her some American papers together. She's an American.
Yeah.
We can get her through that time right there. But not until she's here in America should we rest and continue to pray. But during the time of 3 days of prayer and fasting for the persecuted church, I mean, God just encouraged us because he shook, you know, what had been there for quite some time. During that time, the Lord led us to begin to just speak out and participate. And like I said, those who want to be a part of praying for the persecuted church, God wants you to. You can write to Persecuted Church at VFNTV.com, and we will get you a copy of that prayer, and you can make it part of your prayer life. It's a simple prayer, but it's a focused prayer, and God's proved to us, he worked with us, confirming that it was his word in a very powerful way. Well, the word about Bob Jones and about the 70s, the bread of the 70s, and the dream, of course, that you were seeing earlier, of course, John Ramos is joining us in this part of the program. Hola.
Hello.
¿Cómo está?
Muy bien. ¿Y tú?
Yeah. And so...
Habla conmigo. Come on, come on.
That was the depths of it.
That's it.
That's the depths of it. Yo no hablo es español. The 70s, and then we look at the Lighthouse Prophecy when he was talking about that. Then you hear what, you know, Steve Kalaszewski was sharing moments ago, and God spoke to him. And then you're hearing what, you know, Dutch Sheath said, and he says, when we all hear in part and we know in part, which means if we bring all this together, Rick Joyner, Chuck Pierce, you know, Pastor John Kilpatrick, Dutch Sheets, what we're hearing and others are hearing, Bob Jones, who's now with the Lord, just recently.
And with Brother Ken Summerall experiencing.
Yeah, Brother Ken Summerall. You bring all that together, you know, and you're hearing more clearly, more dimensions to what's going to happen, which is, it's going to be awesome. Mm-hmm. It's going to be awesome. When you think of what happened in the 60s, you had all the stuff that you're seeing right now. If you watch the worldly media, what they're showing you is all the negative stuff that happened in the 60s. They're promoting all the bad things and the terrible things that happened. But simultaneously, while that dark timeline was going on, there was a light timeline going on, and God was had a major revival was taking place, an outpouring was taking place, and a large portion of what they called the hippies, you know, got saved, where they were living in communal type living and just wandering the streets, the highways, and hitchhiking, and they had no shoes and no shirts.
It was the Jesus movement.
Yeah, the Jesus movement, the Latter Rain movement, and a whole bunch of different name movements. But it was just an amazing time. Asbury was going on. Well, while that was going on, you had Jesus moving in a powerful way. And so it's always going to be the best of times and the worst of times. And so while that was going on, God began to save so many people in that realm, what we call the hippie movement at that time, which are basically just transients, you know, that just kind of just, I'm trying to find myself. There you are. You're right there. I'm so glad I was able to help you out. I was so glad to help you out. And in the context of that, and which is my favorite word, context of that, but it takes me a moment when things kind of crash in the studio, is that Brother Ken Summerall, spiritual father of mine that's now with the Lord, that he was part of that. And all of a sudden, you know, at first it was like, you know, if you hear him talk about it, I probably have some audio of him talking about it. But he said that God began to save these hippies, if you would. Mm-hmm. And they're coming in. They bring to church these Bibles. They're like these big family, huge, you know, 5-inch Bibles. And at first, you know, it's like, you know, he talked to his church about it. He says, listen, you know, we've got to begin to open our doors to these hippies. We've got to open our hearts to them. And he says it really wasn't hard for the church to go without, because he said, I was the only one that wouldn't let them in. And anyway, God touched his heart when he was on a bus coming back to minister, and there was a man of that season, a hippie, they called him back then, and befriended him on the bus, and God, he witnessed to him. The only thing that he heard about Jesus was Jesus Christ, superstar, you know, hair, long, curly, string, wingy hair. Anyway,
wow.
So, and I was close to that time. Mm-hmm. It wasn't the mullet season.
Do we have any of those pictures of your hair?
Yes, I do. I actually do.
Can we make those available?
Absolutely not.
Yes, we will see what we can do about having that on the torch for you today. Stay close.
I know, Marilyn.
Yep. And if anyone else has some pictures for us, send to us. You can send any pictures. What's that email address? We make that available.
Can somebody turn his mic off? Okay, anyway.
That means, yes, we're getting the pictures.
Right. Oh, my goodness. And so I liked my I remember coming home and my dad seeing what I did to my hair, what she did to my hair. And I was like, this is Cole. And he's like, what have you done? I'm like, you just, you know, it's not a big deal. It's like Cody Cole, isn't it? It's what it looks like. I like Greg Brady.
There you go.
Anyway, it's just some ancient, you know, show star, TV type star person. And so God would just begin to just touch these hippies, and they would show up and they would get saved. And I think about some of them today. I think about the Shorts, you know, Lee Short, who's in Mexico today. And, you know, and he's kind of got a dying headline, a receding headline. Really. And but back then he actually had hair all the way down right here, and a young man, and Carol, you know, his wife. And those all those folks, you know, were coming in, you know, fresh. So they didn't look like they look today. These people in suits were actually barefooted and you know, this whole thing. And they just started coming in. So many started getting saved, you know, that he began a Bible school, a Liberty Bible school, and began to he had to teach them everything because they didn't know anything. I teach them English. They began, and by the way, just so you understand, it started in a kitchen where Beth Bishop was teaching the students in the kitchen. This stuff about you got to have $10 million to start a school is ridiculous. If you know something, teach it to somebody. And she was teaching English to the students. And I think Bob was delivering Frito-Lay or something at that time, or some sort of chip company or something. And they just began. Jimmy Weaver was one of the first students in the first class.
Really? Wow.
Like,
oh,
you were
right.
One of the first students in Brownsville Revival School of Ministry. Yep. You, John
Me,
Michael, was it you?
John Michael, Ward Simpson, in fact. I had a chance to talk
Simpson?
To Ward Simpson.
Oh,
yeah.
A big shout out to Ward Simpson. My goodness, man. We're excited about you coming on as a sponsor and Pensacola Auto Depot.
That's right.
We're glad to have you on. And three cars. And the reason why...
We purchased cars
from Ward.
Yeah.
It's not because of the car, but because of Ward.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, he's just a man of integrity, man of character, loves God, and he's not going to do you wrong. And so if you get a chance, go on Highway 29, 6230 North W Street, I meant, Pensacola, Florida. The phone number is 866-765-2634. That's 6230 North W Street. And that's Ward Simpson and Sean. That's there, Pensacola Auto Depot. And it's to go to people that you can trust.
Yeah.
You know, they'll go to people you can trust is just a powerful thing. Another aspect, I was meeting with some of my neighbors, you know, and we're talking about the program, BFN TV and Data Radio program, and they're wanting my autograph.
So what did Mrs. Jones say?
Actually,
come here, Greg.
Geneva, tell them you wanted my autograph.
Okay.
Anyway,
so
we're talking, and I'm realizing that, you know, that some of my neighbors needed what Dean has to offer at Ears to Hear, the Ears to Hear Center. And he has three locations, hearing aid. You can get your hearing tested, and he can find out, you know, if you do need one or not. But also the different technologies are amazing. And he has three locations, one in Pensacola, one in Gulf Breeze, one in Jay. And it was so cool to know that Dean could meet their needs. Because, you know, one of my neighbors fought in the Vietnam War. Two of them fought in the Vietnam War. And one of his hearing's gone in one of his ears. And he said, well, he needed to had some questions. Like, oh, my goodness, you know, ears to hear can do that. And there's nothing more frustrating to someone who's losing their hearing because you think somebody's not saying something or they're being disrespectful. They're not speaking up. And it's like your hearing's shutting down. And it can cause a lot of damage because part of healing people is hearing people. And if you can't hear them, all of a sudden just things start getting really confusing. But if one way to find out if you're hearing well is to ask people around you. Mm-hmm. You know, if we're in a movie theater or you're in a television, you're hearing at a speech or at church and you're hitting your wife all the time going, what did he say? What did he say? Mm-hmm. It's probably because, you know, you probably have some hearing. You can find out by going to Ears to Hear Centers and get them to check. Dean will take care of you. Another man of integrity, a man of character, and you can just trust. I mean, he's just loves the Lord, and he'll take good care of you. That's Ears to Hear. You can find out more about them at VFNTV.com and click on sponsors. And they have hearing aids there, just so you know it. They have hearing aids now, like my father's, that it's so small you can't even see it. Mm-hmm. You can't even see it. But you think about it, if you have a hearing aid in, how are you going to hear on your cell phone? Well, they have it connected to this Bluetooth-type technology that you don't even have to put the phone to your ear anymore because you have speakers in your ear, the hearing aid is a speaker.
That's cool.
So what he has while he's driving down the road, he drives all over the place because his business that he does, and he's able to push this thing around his neck, and it just answers the phone. He's got hands-free driving. He's able to talk on...
Cool.
The Ears to Hear is like, we got to get us that.
Yeah, right.
Dean, I think we're going to have to get us
one. Oh, yeah, get connected. In fact, those who have iPhones, they're on the cutting edge of technology at Ears to Hear Hearing Center. They have a special hearing aid that works specifically for the iPhone. It's called the Halo. I heard all about it. It is awesome.
Don't forget, ears to hear hearing centers, 3 locations, Pensacola, Guthrie's, and Jay. That's right, Jay. Find out more at VFNTV.com and click on our sponsors. We'll be right back.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Are you or someone you know having difficulties hearing? If you answered yes, then maybe it's time to contact the professional staff at Ears to Hear Hearing Center, where they improve the quality of life for the hearing impaired and their families by testing and fitting and dispensing the best hearing aid for the patient's hearing loss, lifestyle, and budget. 3 convenient locations on the Gulf Coast to serve your needs. Don't miss one more word. Call today and be on your way to enjoying the gift of hearing.
The VFN Torch takes VFN Radio to the next level. Listen, you can't show pictures and you can't play videos when you're listening to the radio, but we have it available for you. Take it to the next level. Linking resources. As a matter of fact, when you hear about one particular article or segment that's going on at VFN Radio, there might be 4 or 5 other segments that we did over that quarter or several months that you can tie together. Why? It's available for you. It's called the VFN Torch, just like the torch that Gideon carried, the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com and click on VFN Torch.
Now they'll have the ability to track every purchase, every sale, every, you know, where you're at, facial recognition. The good thing about me is that my weight varies so much, they won't even, the thing like, this could be him, but his face is differently shaped now than it was before. You know, it's the turkey. It's the turkey.
Yeah.
The,
can you imagine society, the facial recognition, they sell these, I saw them in the store, these, I guess they had them for a while because it's wintertime, but those ski masks that cover just your eyeballs, just your eyes, they have a whole society.
They just cover the eyes?
Well, No, I'm sorry. There's an opening just for the eyes. Okay. Are you trying to get back to the K-on?
Is that what
you're
trying to help you out?
All right. See,
K-on-isms.
It's K-on-isms. Yeah. Anyway, there's a whole opening just for the eyes that your whole face is completely covered. And you think, my
Oh, the
goodness.
Whole face?
Yeah, except for you know, your ability to see.
Oh, mask.
A mask, yeah. Ski mask.
A mask.
Whatever.
We call those masks.
A mask. Okay. Whatever.
Yeah, ski mask. Something like that.
The point here. The point here that I'm trying to make.
Is there a point?
Is there a point?
There's a point. It's coming.
Point.
You ready?
Too
is that
K-on.
All that surveillance and facial recognition? You have a whole society walking around with all these masks. It's like,
well, they have a law now. They have a law right now that you cannot wear masks in certain areas.
Really?
Like when I was going, I had a mask on every day. I was walking in the bank, I had a mask on.
Someone politely escorted you.
Nobody greeted me like, no, I'm messing with you. They have a law that says you can't walk into a bank with a mask on.
Yeah. I think it's a good law.
Do you? Well, that's what they're going to say. They're going to say, hey, I think it's you should never have a mask on. They're going to think it's a great law.
Yeah.
You know what that means in the North? It means your nose is going to freeze, your ears are going to fall
off,
and your lips are going to be split in 15 locations because you're not going to. Cold wind's going to be hitting you, right?
That's right.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it's different. I mean, obviously, down south they don't worry too much about. You know, if somebody's wearing a mask down south,
you're in trouble.
Something is up.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. Exciting news. Recently, the Supreme Court ruled, which is really refreshing, because if you know the Constitution, and we're trying to know it, and we're doing our best, we took the big citizenship test, and if you want to take the citizenship test, you can go take it with us in a humorous way as we stumble all over it.
Mm-hmm.
Go to VFNTV.com, go to the VFN Torch, and it has a drop-down menu there, and you can see the U.S. Constitution, probably under original intent for the nation or whatever. But it's there, and as, you know, 3 or 4 questions at a time, you can listen to it over a period of time. But what you'll find out is, like, these new citizens know more about our country than we do. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was really encouraging to see what you have to know to become a citizen. It was encouraging. You know, some of the things. And it was discouraging, the fact that John didn't know any of the answers.
That was sad.
Even we couldn't Google. There was no Google. And during the test, we did not Google that or anything
well,
like
Pat,
that.
Well, Pat.
Right. I knew every answer.
Yeah.
I knew every answer.
Well, you were reading them.
Well,
you had
just,
the book in your hand.
Still the details. The details. I mean, I did read. I was reading the answers when I was reading the questions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But because of that, I knew every answer on there.
Yeah.
I mean, somebody had to give the test, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Somebody had to do it. And
we'll have another opportunity.
I'd rather not.
So
I think
some questions.
When I had to number how many law enforcement officers was in the United States, that was enough for the next 3 years.
Can we relate that segment?
I think somebody did. I even heard yesterday, for some reason, when I'm not on the air, you guys are talking about Cracker Barrel bathrooms and something.
I don't know how that happened.
I'm
shocked. How did that get in there?
I don't know who is imitating my voice there. This is the exciting thing, that this recent ruling with the Supreme Court, because you're looking at, we left having a king some time back, and the reason why we became, I don't know, a nation is because we wanted to be one nation under God, under a nation of laws. We wanted to have representative government. We wanted to put the people in charge, and so we wrote out "We the People" in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice. And so they wrote the Constitution of the United States. And as a matter of fact, the preamble of the Constitution says this. And you get your little, hopefully we have something available on VFN TV somewhere to be able to get this. But the first preamble, which is the first part of the Constitution, talks about, I think, seven specific things. But it says, "We the people of the United States," and these are the first folks that are writing this out, to be able to say, you know, this is what we're going to be about. This is our vision statement for America. "We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our children," the people come after us, they call our prosperity, "do ordain and establish this Constitution of the United States." By the way, and that's why Dr. Martin Luther King says an unjust law is not a law at all, because the whole purpose of the laws under the Constitution, that's what it is. It's a body of laws. We're ruled by laws. It's about justice. So an unjust law would go to the Supreme Court. They would argue at the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court would say, "This is unconstitutional," which means it's not a just law. And that's what he proved. He proved it to be true.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we're seeing is when Congress goes on a recess, and there's like official recess time, and when they do that, the president's still got to be able to rule. He's got to be able to make decisions. And so what he does, he's able to have executive appointments during that time when they're on recess.
Mm-hmm.
But they started doing some weird unofficial recesses for like 3 days, and during those times he was making appointment after appointment after appointments, reported, you know, allegedly.
Someone says, like, during making an appointment during a lunch break. It's like, wait, that's
I don't know about that. I don't know. I mean, you may know. I don't know about that. And neither does our affiliates or sponsors or anything. No.
Just
our
disclaimers.
In context of that, we're not sure under the bus. And so then they made a ruling here that that this is unconstitutional. 13 times, I believe they're saying, that this court has ruled against the executive branch, against the president, saying you're violating the Constitution. You cannot do this. And they said you can't. It has to be he still has the power to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever's there has the power to do that. But you just can't make up a recess. You can't make up this concept type thing. So all of these appointments, based on my understanding, that was made during that time are unofficial now. They have to be totally pulled away. And they have to go through the approval process. And this is so important, and I really wanted to say this today, to just to remember this. When somebody says, well, it's because Congress wouldn't move fast enough, or it's because Congress wouldn't fund it, it's because Congress was in my way, it's because I wanted to do business, but Congress wouldn't do business with me. Understand, you can change that word Congress, and you can put the word you. And so somebody says, I wanted to do this, but you wouldn't let me. I wanted to do this, but you wouldn't pay tax money for me to do this. I wanted to do this, but you were moving too slow, so I just did it despite you. Why? Because Congress is you. That's your representative. You have two senators from every state, but in the House of Representatives, you have one congressman or woman for every
700,000 people.
For every 700,000 people. So that's every man or woman that's there. When that person's standing up for that interview behind a CNN mic or a Fox News mic or a VFN TV mic or whatever it is, they're standing behind them as 700,000 people standing behind that one person.
Mm-hmm.
So when you have two of them standing together, that would make 1.4 million people. Mm-hmm. Those two congressmen, men or women, they represent 1.4 million people. When you have the majority of Congress saying no to this appointment, no to this particular thing, that's the majority of America saying no. That's I mean, think about it. If you have, there's only 530 total there about that.
Members of Congress.
All government. And in the context of that, imagine that if you have the majority of Congress saying no, that's hundreds of millions of folks, you know, saying, so when the executive branch looks at you, Congress, that's who you are as a citizen, that's your representative, and says, you won't let me do this, and it's like, it's because we don't want you to do it.
Right.
That's what the people are saying. We don't want this. So when you look at Congress, and if Congress is saying, this is not right, we don't need to go this way, if Congress is saying the NSA, and I believe they just passed they defunded NSA in regards to gathering metadata on these phones. Of course, the Supreme Court just joined them in the context of this ruling, really, you know, in a way. And so basically you have you and the Supreme Court saying, stop, don't do that. That's not right. That's not what you should do. And so don't think of Congress, because they've done an excellent job of creating a narrative. I mean, straight Alinsky 101. Creating a narrative that this company that's not even part of us, this government thing out there called Congress, is in my way. And it's like, that's you. When somebody has to appear before Congress to answer for what they're doing, like recently the IRS, you know, director had to stand and report to Congress. I mean, think about that. Every congressman, I don't know if there was any congresswoman on there, to ask the question, when they talked, the reason why you got to wait for each of them to talk, because each of them represents 700,000 folks. Mm-hmm. You give them, even if they ask the same question, they have to answer to their 700,000 that they represent. And so that's why you have these different peripheral questioning going on, including it doesn't matter who's on what side of the issue, they have to represent their part of the government, their part of the people. And so when you have those hearings, that's you, your representative, sitting at that DS there, that table. And when they're calling these lead directors in from, for example, like IRS or FBI or CIA or whoever it is, these generals, that's you questioning them. So don't let that narrative, don't believe that narrative, because Congress is you. That's your representative. And find, you know, if you don't like the way your congressman or woman is going, you know, begin to find people that have your same values. Look for people who agree with the same values that you have, because that's your representative. You know, it's changed in America presently, unless this thing, you know, gets flipped. It's changed when we pray as Christians, but it's also changed when we get involved and find out, ask questions to folks. I remember when, you know, Governor Scott was running for the governor for the first time in Florida. I asked him right out. I said, you know, I didn't ask him, is you're a Christian? Who is Jesus to you?
Right.
Everybody says they're a Christian. Who is Jesus to you? And I sat and I listened and asked him some very specific things. And it proved out. I mean, yeah. You've seen this. It proved out. He was the only governor, according to the congressman that we spoke with, that ever would have signed these pro-life bills that he signed. As a matter of fact, every legislator in Florida, understand this, according to Joe Miller, the governor said that he will sign any pro-life bill that comes across his desk. Right. Before God, write every bill you can and get it to his desk so we can stand up for God and Florida could be a hub state. God bless, and we'll see you on the next program.
We want to give special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget, you can catch us at VFNTV.com on your mobile applications. You can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless. We'll be right back.
Thank you.